भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th canto, we are starting with the 8th canto, first verse, first and second verse. Shri Raja Vacha, Swayambhu Vyase Vasehe Guru, वंशोऽयं विस्तारच्युता यत्र विश्वसृजं सर्गो नूनं यन् अन्यन् वदास्वना। किंग परीक्षित सेड, ओ माय लॉर्ड, माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, Now I have fully heard from your grace about the dynasty of Swayambhu Manu. But there are also other Manus, and I want to hear about their dynasties. Kindly describe them to us. There is no purport to this shloka, this verse. So we read the next verse. Manvantare Harer Janma Karmani Cha मही यशा ऋणन्ति कवयो ब्रह्मंस तानि नो वद शिन्वन्तम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ लर्नेड ब्राह्मणस, सुखदेव गोस्वामी द ग्रेट लर्नेड पर्सन्स हु आर कंप्लीटली इंटेलिजेंट डिस्क्राइब द एक्टिविटीज An appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead during the various Manvantaras. We are very eager to hear about these narrations. Kindly describe them. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has different varieties of incarnations, including the Guna Avatars, Manvantara Avatars, Leela Avatars, and Yuga Avatars, all of which are described in the Shastras. Without reference to the Shastras, there can be no question of accepting anyone as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as especially mentioned herein, Grihnanti Kavayah, the descriptions of various incarnations are accepted by great learned scholars with perfect intelligence. At the present time, especially in India, So many rascals are claiming to be the incarnations and people are being misled. Therefore, the identity of an incarnation should be confirmed by the description of the Shastras and by wonderful activities. As described in this verse, by the word Mahiyashaha, the activities of an incarnation are not ordinary magic or jugglery, but are wonderful activities. Thus, any incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead must be supported by the statements of the Shastra and must actually perform wonderful activities. Parikshit Maharaj was eager to hear about the Manus of different ages. There are 14 Manus during a day of Brahma, and the age of each Manu lasts for 71 Yugas. Thus, there are thousands of Manus during the life of Brahma. Hare Krishna. So one time Srila Prabhupada was on airport, and as usual reporters would come to see such Indian gurus, swamis, yogis, and as usual they gathered near Prabhupada and started asking questions. So one of the reporters asked Srila Prabhupada that many yogis come to America and they show different magic. Can you show some magic? So Srila Prabhupada just pointed to his disciples, this is my magic. And the reporter was little bewildered. He didn't understand like what Prabhupada wants to tell. So he again asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, I want to see some magic. Can you show some magic? So Prabhupada said, you can see these disciples. This is my magic. These disciples of mine, these young boys and girls, they were drunkards, smokers. They would be seen into the gutters, fallen in the gutters. But now they have become perfect brahmanas. They are so clean, nicely shaved. And they have become fully vegetarian. They don't even smoke, drink. This is my magic. I have transformed their life. Showing ordinary magic is like anybody can show. But this is transformation of lives of people. So in this way, that reporter was very much impressed. So we see here in this purport today, Prabhupada mentions that how in today's world, so many people are becoming Bhagwan. Every day or someplace we hear that this Bhagwan has taken incarnation, that Bhagwan has taken incarnation. So these yogis, after performing a lot of tapasya, they gain some siddhis, prapti siddhis. And by gaining such siddhis, they start showing some magic. Sometimes they cure some incurable disease. Somebody comes with a cancer and this person is immediately cured. And so this patient started glorifying this person that you are Bhagwan, you are God. There was no hope. Yeah, but you have cured me, you are Bhagwan. Or sometimes he produces some gold, produces some ash. Or sometimes even he reads the mind of the person who comes to him and starts telling everything about this person. So due to lack of knowledge and having these four defects, being illusioned, imperfect senses, making mistakes and cheating propensity, ordinary people start glorifying these people, these yogis as Bhagwan. And even that person starts feeling that, oh, I am Bhagwan. He starts telling that I am an incarnation. I am incarnation of Mahavishnu. I am incarnation of Krishna. I am incarnation of Shiva. I am incarnation of Shirdi Sai Baba. So many incarnations are coming up. So we see that these are cheap gods or cheap Bhagwans. And because people want cheap things, they are cheated. So we see that even in our ashram, many people have these siddhis. There is one devotee who sleeps in our pathway, in this yajnastali. And so many people pass by, but he is not disturbed. Even our Gopinath Chandra, he is sitting next to that person who is sleeping and is laughing, but this person is not disturbed. Such a siddhi this person is having. And we have another person, another devotee. You search him anywhere in the temple. He is there in the temple complex. He is there in the compound. But you want to find him, but you don't find him. And then, one time I was told that you have to find this person. You get this. So I was searching this person. I searched every corner, Sharanagati, the terrace, all places, even Gaurgodhadhar Prabhu's place, the kitchen, the garden. 4 hours I was searching. And then I gave up. I said that he's not there in the temple. And then I was just coming down the staircase and this devotee came out from the media services. I said, Prabhu, I was searching you everywhere. I did Yani Kani Japapani, all over the temple, so many rounds. I circumambulated the temple, but I could not find you. No, I was here only, Prabhu. That Prabhu said, I was here only. So he has some special kind of siddhi. You try to search him, he is not there. And we have another devotee. He comes at the right time when you are just doing something wrong. You are trying to steal some Mahaprasad and he is right there. Prabhu, sorry. One of our devotees was secretly reading one book in his locker, opening his doors, and he was. So right that time he came, entered the door, and he saw this person, and he directly came to this person. What you are reading? No, Prabhu. He started closing his book. And so it exactly comes when we are doing something wrong. And there are some devotees so expert, they have such siddhis, that the Mahaprasad of the Lord comes and nobody knows where is the Mahaprasad gone. I heard of one devotee like this, that during the, just before the Mangal Arati, sweet rice is offered to the Lord. And for so many years, nobody was knowing that sweet rice was offered. Only when that devotee was transferred to another temple, then the devotees came to know, every day sweet rice was offered to the Lord in the morning. And we have another devotee. He has such a siddhi that you ask him that which train to catch, which train comes at what time, and which train leaves from which platform, and where you can take prasad. So he can tell you everything about the railways. Please don't call him. You can call the railway inquiry. Don't inquire from him. But he has this siddhi. He can give you all information about the railways. Then we have some devotees who enter the altar for dressing. And in 20 minutes they are out. They do wonderful dressing so quickly, so fast. Such a siddhi they have. Fantastic dressing they do in 20 minutes and they come out. Then there are some people have some siddhis, that they sleep at Virar and exactly at Grant Road they get up. Nobody have to wake them up. Exactly at Grant Road they will wake up. And we have some devotees, they have such siddhis that the Mangal Arati is going on, ecstatic Mangal Arati, but they will stand and sleep. Their eyes are closed and sometimes they even snore. Such siddhis they have. So we see that in this age, people are attracted to all this magic and siddhis. And people are misguided, misled, and they start thinking that, this person is Bhagwan, he is God. So Srila Prabhupada would say that anybody who says that I am God, he is not God, G-O-D, but he is reverse. He is D-O-G, dog. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when some devotees would start glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord, he is Supreme God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would immediately close his ears. And he would deny. He would say, no, I am not God. I am just the servant of the God. I am just playing the role of a devotee. So in this way, Prabhupada explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that in Kali Yuga, there would be many such bogus incarnations. Pretending to be God. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally taught by his example that he avoided anybody telling him God or accepting himself as God. So devotees in our Krishna conscious movement have declared war against such false pretenders and bogus incarnations. They try to expose such incarnations, try to defeat them. But it is said that we cannot kill them. In Kali Yuga, we cannot kill them. But simply we have to expose them and we have to defeat all their arguments. Prabhupada also tells of one story that one such yogi from a village went to the Himalayas, and he came after many years of doing rigorous tapasya in Himalayas. And Prabhupada says that every such yogi, he wants to return to his village and wants to show his achievements, what he has achieved after doing so much of tapasya. So one such yogi, he had developed this prapti siddhi, this laghima siddhi. He would become lighter than the lightest. So he came back to his village, and everybody gathered around him and said that, "Oh, you went for so many years, and please tell us what you have achieved." So this yogi said that, "Oh, tomorrow morning I will show you. Tomorrow morning, please, everybody should come near the river, bank of river, and I will show you what siddhis I have received." So everybody came there. And then this yogi said that, "Okay, now you see." And this yogi started walking on the water. And everybody was surprised. "My God, this person is walking on the water. He is now going to cross the river." So this person crossed and came back. So one old man, he came near this person and said, "My dear yogi, this is only worth 2 paisa. What you have achieved after performing so much tapasya for so many years, it is worth only two paisa. So this person was very disturbed. He said that, "What you are saying? I did so much tapasya for so many years and it is only worth 2 paisa. "Yes, yes," he said. "See, I will just take the boat. I will pay 2 paisa to this boat wala and cross the river. I don't have to do tapasya for so many years." So we are somehow due to ignorance and no knowledge, we become attracted to these false babas or bogus incarnations. One such acharya, one time, Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, some villagers came to him early morning and told him that, "Babaji, you know, in our village, one such yogi has come and he's performing, he's showing so many siddhis, and he's doing so many miracles." Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj was with Datun, he was brushing his teeth. He took that Datun, he sat on that Datun and took a round to a tree and came back. And this person was surprised that even Babaji can perform such siddhis, such magics. So devotees have such siddhis, but they don't want to show off, or they don't want to attract people by such insignificant things. But they want to tell the reality. They want to tell the absolute truth. So we see in Shastras that there is an example of this Pondarak. Even during the time of Lord Krishna, one such bogus incarnation, he himself claimed to be Lord Krishna. He said that, "I am Lord Krishna." And he sent a messenger to Krishna and he challenged Lord Krishna. He said that, "I am Vasudev Krishna. You are not Vasudev Krishna. And you should give up all your signs, this Shankha Chakra, these symbols, Shankha Chakra, Gada and Padma. And you surrender to me, or else I will defeat you, I will kill you." So this messenger came to Dwarka and gave the message to Lord Krishna in the assembly. And when Lord Krishna heard this, everybody started laughing. In the assembly, everybody enjoyed a big laughter. And Lord Krishna immediately decided that, now I'm going to challenge this person and defeat this person. So Lord Krishna told this messenger that, "You go and tell him tell this bogus Krishna that I will not surrender to him and I will not accept any of his instructions. And I'm immediately coming to challenge him and defeat him. So Lord Krishna boarded his chariot, came to Kashi where this Pondrak was living along with the king of Kashi. And even this Pondrak was ready with his two Akshoni senas, and even this king of Kashi came to support him. And then this Pondrak came in front of Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna was surprised to see this person. He was wearing yellow silken dhoti, having a nice golden bedecked helmet with all jewels and was having all symbols, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. And he was even having that Saranga bow. And Lord Krishna was like, he was laughing seeing this person, that how he was imitating Lord Krishna himself. So Srila Prabhupada explains, gives an example that just like sometimes the children, they play, they make somebody as a king, and this small boy starts ordering, okay, you go and attack, now I want to go on hunting, get this thing for me, and he starts acting like a king. He starts behaving like a king. And even after the game is over, he feels that I am king. For some time he feels that I am king. Similarly, these cheaters, these bogus incarnation or bogus gurus, their disciple starts glorifying them as Bhagwan or Guru. And even they start feeling that, oh, I am Bhagwan, I am Guru. And they start acting as incarnations. They start having their own philosophy. They have their own scriptures. That's, yes, I am incarnation of so and so personality. Also, we see in the pastimes of the great Acharya, the seventh Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, how this bogus incarnation, Bhishaksen, how this incarnation of Mahavishnu was disturbing many people of Orissa. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was posted at Jagannath Puri. He was very happy to come to Jagannath Puri, knowing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed his final pastimes, stayed there for more than 18 years in Jagannath Puri. And he took this opportunity and would every day visit different places of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even the governor of Orissa was very happy that we have such a qualified and such a person of a great caliber come to the state of Orissa, to Jagannath Puri. So Bhaktivinoda, seeing his caliber, he was given difficult tasks. So one of the tasks was to take care of this Jagannath temple. Different things were happening in this temple, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur stopped all these troubles in the temple. All the offerings were on time, punctual on time. So in this way, he made all very strict rules, and he caught many people doing mischief in the temple. So this news came to the governor that there is this person, this bogus incarnation, Mahavishnu, incarnation of Mahavishnu, Bhishaksen. He is creating a lot of disturbance in this small village around Jagannath Puri. So he was given this task to stop this trouble in this village. So in his biography, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some background of this Bhishaksen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this person, there was one follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu known as Jagannath Das. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told him several times that you become a follower of Lord Srila Haridas Thakur. You follow whatever he says. But somehow other he didn't accept Srila Haridas Thakur. And then he deviated. He started following the Mayavad path. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him. And he started this sect or this sampradaya known as Atibari Sampradaya in Orissa. And this sampradaya, this sect, have forged books, bogus shastras, scriptures, wherein they mention different incarnations. They even say that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to incarnate again. And even this sect has different incarnations. There is one Lord Brahma, there is Lord Shiva, Mahavishnu, such a different incarnations this sect has. So this Bhishaksen was claiming him to be Mahavishnu. He had established a small temple in a jungle nearby to Jagannath Puri. And many people were started coming to this Bhishaksen. And he would do miracles. People would come with incurable diseases. And in just one meeting, he would cure them. And then he would produce ash. He would produce gold. He would produce fire from his head. So he would perform such miracles. And these poor people, because of lack of knowledge, they started glorifying this Bhishaksen as Bhagwan, as God. And in their scriptures, it is said that there is going to be a big war, a big battle on the 14th of Chaitra, March and April. And then this Bhishaksen is going to reveal his Mahavishnu form, this four-handed form, on that particular day. And also he had circulated a circular saying that this Bhagwan Mahavishnu, Bhishaksen, is going to destroy the entire European people. He's going to destroy this king, this British Raj. Everything is going to destroy. So sometimes he would show such mystic things, like he would ignite fire in front of him, a yajna, and he would sit erect in front of this yajna, in front of the fire, and he would put his head in fire, and then he would come out and nothing would happen to him, not even a scratch or a burn, no single injury. So people were surprised seeing this miracles. And so this Bhishaksen had two associates. And one was Lord Brahma and one was Lord Shiva. And they also gathered a lot of funds and they had a lot of followers. And then he told them, you can establish your temples. So in nearby village, they also had their temples and many followers. So one time this Bhishaksen said that I am going to have a Raslila now. So everybody should send their wives to my ashram, to my temple. And so young ladies and these wives of big, big people, somehow or other they were misled, misguided. And they came to this place of this Bhishaksen. And then he had many illicit relations there. So the citizens there, the village people were very much disturbed. And they reported everything to the governor. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sent on a mission that you have to get this person. We have to stop all these things. Or many such scandals and many women will be humiliated. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur went with a group of constables, police superintendent, went to this place. And he told them that, okay, you stay behind. I will go and first do some research. I will first try to find out what he is doing. Try to gather some evidence. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to this person's place in the night in the jungle. And he saw that this Bhishaksen was sitting there. And immediately after seeing Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, "Yes, Babu, you are a Bengali and you are a magistrate." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was surprised that this person, I have come for the first time, but this person has recognized me. And then he started asking him that, "Please tell me, why have you come here?" So Babu said that, "I just come to see you." So he said, "Okay, come here, come, sit. Hear my teachings. I am Mahavishnu. And I am going to destroy this British Raj. I am the supreme personality of Godhead. And I bow down before nobody." And then this Bhishaksen started telling, "I know your mission. Why have you come here? I know that you are an excellent magistrate and you have come with a large group of constables and they are hiding there behind the trees and you have come to arrest me." And he said that, "Please leave this place. Don't try to interfere with what I am doing." But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not at all impressed with all these magic and mystic things. Although he told what is his mission and who he is, but he was not at all impressed. He tried to tell him, he tried to convince him that, "See, a jiva can never become the supreme personality of Godhead. We are insignificant living entities. You have just gathered some siddhis and you are trying to fool people, trying to fool innocent people. Just give up all these things. Just surrender. Just come to Puri with me. Just surrender everything." But somehow or other he said no. He said that, "Try to understand me. Who am I? I am Mahavishnu. I bow down before nobody. Nobody can catch me." Babu said, "I am going to arrest you." So that night there was a long talk with this Bhishaksen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried to convince him, but somehow or other he was not ready. So Babu went back. He told the police superintendent and the constables that, "Okay, we have to gather some evidence against this person before we can really catch him." So went to the village, and then they tried to interview so many people, and many people were glorifying him. "Oh, he is Bhagwan, he cured this person." and he showed this miracle and he can produce ash. But there were some group of people, they said that no, this people is just harassing young girls, and these women are going for Ras Leela in the night, dead of the night. So we have to stop this. And then after gathering evidence, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that no, tomorrow morning we'll go and arrest this person. So they went there in the morning. And as usual, this person was sitting with thousands of disciples, followers. But when these followers saw the police constables and this police superintendent, they just got up and left that place. And this police people started coming near. And as they were coming near, this yogi said, please stop. And started showing all different siddhis. I started producing. He shook his head and he produced a fire from his head. And these constables got scared and started running back. And then he made his eyes red hot and started throwing sparks of fire from his eyes. And the superintendent was surprised. They were afraid. They were scared to catch him. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not impressed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that, please give up this magic, this siddhis. Stop all this. And then he started showing miracles. He called one of this person who was wounded. He had a spear wound. And he just produced the ash and he applied this ash to that wound, and immediately the wound was gone. This person was free from pain and suffering. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that, I will not be impressed by all this magic. I am going to arrest you today. So some other, with full courage, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told all this constable and the superintendent, come on, we have to go ahead, we have to catch him. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur personally went, and he was forcefully caught, and he was made to sit on a bullock cart, and they were bringing him back to Puri. And as they were bringing back, this person behind, sitting in the cart, he was showing different mystic potencies. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was writing a judgment, but this person from behind, he was showing different mystic things. Somehow or other, he was brought and put behind bars in the jail. 36 constables were guarding him, and 72 Katak constables. We have devotee from Katak. So from his village, we had 72 constables. We armed constables guarding that prison cell. And for 21 days, this Bhishaksen did not eat or drink a drop of water. Didn't even sleep for a moment. He had such siddhis. And he was not at all affected by that. He was fully fresh, energetic. And the jailer, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, tell him that, please eat something. But he didn't accept anything. For 21 days, till the trial was going on, he didn't eat anything. And so many of his followers, they appointed a lawyer to defend his case. Oh, our Bhagwan, you know, he is so innocent. They had so much sympathy for him. And they started shouting in the front of the court that this is injustice against our Bhagwan, against our God. Some other Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that till the final judgment is passed, we are not going to release this person. So the trial was going on for several days. So on the seventh day, this Bishaksen threatened Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He said that just go today home and see what's happening in your house. I am going to destroy everything. Bhakti Vinod Thakur went home and he saw that his second daughter was very serious. She was suffering from a deadly disease. She was having high fever and she was losing her consciousness again and again. And there was so much disturbance in the house. His wife was crying. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur was determined. He said that I am not going to give up my determination. And his wife said, please release this person or our family will be destroyed. I don't want to see that my family members are dying, are suffering like this. You please release this person. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, let us all die. But we should punish this rascal who is claiming himself to be God. He is the offender of God. We should punish him. So in this way, his daughter was suffering. And then many doctors came and they gave medicine and the injections were given. And in the morning, somehow or other, this daughter was better. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur again went next day to the court and the trial was going on. For so many days. And then again on the seventeenth day, he said that you will be destroyed. He said to Bhakti Vinod Thakur that I am going to kill you. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur was not scared. He came home and as he was removing his coat dress, he had a severe chest pain on the right side. Somehow or other, it was not coming down and it was increasing. In the night, it became severe. And in the morning, he was not able to walk. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur was thinking that how I will go to the court, how I will conduct the trial today. So he called for a palanquin. And somehow or other, just at 10 o'clock before going to the court, he felt little relief. But he was not able to carry. He was not able to walk. So he was carried on the palanquin. He was taken to the court. And this Bishaksen was surprised to see Bhakti Vinod Thakur so determined to punish him. And so, on the final day, Bhakti Vinod Thakur passed the judgment that he's an offender. We have a lot of evidence. He has exploited so many women. So, the judgment is passed that he should be convicted for 18 months. So, he was put behind bars for 18 months. This bogus incarnation. And as they were carrying him, this one of the officers, one doctor, immediately grabbed this hairs of this Bishaksen and he, with the pair of scissors, he just gave a haircut. Gave a nice haircut to this Bishaksen. And immediately this Bishaksen fell down on the ground. And then he told that, I have learned from the yoga and from the scriptures that these yogis just store their energy, conserve their energy in their hairs. So as soon as the hairs of this Bishaksen were cut, he immediately fell down to the ground and he had no strength. And a stretcher had to be brought and he completely stretched himself. And then he was taken to the hospital and then to the jail. So for 3 months, he was behind bars. and he could not do anything. And then he took poison and he committed a suicide. So we see that many such Kalki avatars and bogus incarnations are incarnating. One such Kalki avatar is there in South India, more than 10 years old now. And the Shastras explain, the Purport explains, that how can we identify such bogus incarnations? And we can identify who is a genuine incarnation. The Shastra says that it is well in advance, it is predicted that such and such incarnation is going to come, is going to descend. Just like it was narrated in the Old Testament that Lord Jesus Christ is going to descend. Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it was predicted that Buddha is going to appear in such and such place known as Gaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to appear. He is going to take avatar. And even Kalki avatar is going to come. Yeah, after so many years. So we understand from the scriptures that who are the bona fide incarnations. And it is also mentioned that these incarnations, they perform wonderful activities. These bogus incarnations, they cannot perform any wonderful activities. Just like Lord Krishna, when he came, he lifted the Govardhan Parvat for 7 days and seven nights. Lord Jesus Christ, he walked on the water. He cured many incurable diseases. And he even arose from the death. He was dead, but he again arose back. And even Lord Krishna gave this knowledge, exhibited his strength, exhibited his knowledge by speaking Bhagavad Gita. So these wonderful activities are performed by the genuine incarnations. But these bogus incarnations, they only speak big, big things, but they cannot do anything. They have their own mantras, but they don't perform anything, any wonderful activities. The Shastras also explain that they have scheduled time of their appearance of this incarnation. The name of the father and mother is described. The place where the incarnation is going to take place, that is described. Even these genuine incarnations have special markings on the body. This incarnation, bogus incarnations, they don't have any markings on their body. Even this Pondrak showed some false incarnations. He had the Kaustubha Mani, Srivatsa on his chest. And these bogus incarnations, they sing the bhajans of Lord Krishna. They don't have their own bhajans. And also, they sometimes read from the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. They don't have their own scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada says that it's just like blind following the blind and everybody fall down. So such bogus incarnations, they have their arguments. What are their arguments? They say that these scriptures are bogus. These scriptures are just words. And they try to misinterpret these scriptures. They even say that these scriptures are outdated. They are partially correct, but they are improperly recorded and they are simply wrong. So in this way, they try to minimize the bona fide scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and the Puranas. So if you want to learn about different incarnation of God, it is very nicely explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the third chapter. So here, through the purport, Srila Prabhupada is trying to educate us how we can identify these bogus incarnations and not become a blind follower. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.